Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2015, and it's about 1:15 in the PM. How are we all? It's 1:15. It is, isn't it?
It is.
It is. And
I've eaten a sandwich.
You've eaten a sandwich. Yes, Freddie's eaten a sandwich, which might not sound all that remarkable, but. I apologise if there's a bit of wind noise. I'm trying to cup you. We're in Sherwood Forest. Well, on the edge of Sherwood Forest. More specifically, on the cricket pitch at the edge of Sherwood Forest. Okay.
It's a doggy.
It's a doggy.
It's a doggy.
It is a doggy. So how's about this for shopping irony? My wife intended to call in at the shop to pick up a loaf of bread last night so that my boy and myself could have some lunch. But she forgot, which is fine. It's not a problem. So I said, well, it's not a problem. It's okay. I will walk down to the village in the morning to pick up a loaf of bread. That'll be a nice little trot out for the small person. So what we decided to do, because it's quite a sunny day, we've got patches of cloud coming over here and there, but for the most part it's reasonably warm and sunny. Nowhere near as warm and sunny as it was on Sunday. It is a daisy. Clever boy. Try not to talk with your mouth full of food though, bud.
It's still raining.
It's a little bit of raining, but it's okay. It'll go in a minute.
This is a daisy.
Yes, it is a daisy. Can I speak for a minute? Is that okay? Good lad. Yes, we decided to come for a walk to the village to get some bread. And because it was such a nice day, I said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Instead of taking the bread home and making sandwiches...
Daisy.
It is a daisy. Let's
this
pick up...
Daisy.
It is a lovely daisy. Let's throw a few things in the bag, pick up a couple of sandwiches from the co-op, ready-made, pre-packed, yucky things. But we'll pick them up and we'll go and we'll have a bit of a picnic. We'll go and sit in the forest. So that's what we've done. But the irony is, of course... I didn't need to come out to get a loaf of bread now. Because I could have just nipped down in the car when my wife got home. But hey, never mind.
Just nip on a cake.
Say that again, son.
It's egg,
that's right. But you can't talk when you just put eggy sandwich in your mouth, can you? Well, you can, but you shouldn't do.
It's red.
It is red. We're looking where the cricket pitch is. It's right on the edge of Sherwood Forest. And adjacent to it is a large...
tent.
It is a tent. That's right. Clever boy. There's a large open space, large field adjacent to the cricket pitch, which is where they do all of the sort of jousting displays and that kind of thing when they have the Robin Hood Festival, which is on in August the 3rd, I believe, this year.
That bird's gone.
Where's the bird gone? I think it's flown away, sunshine. It'll come back in a minute. It'll come back soon. I think this is the 3rd of August this year. Excuse me. And the Robin Hood Festival runs for about a week and they have all different displays and this kind of thing going on.
It's gone in the sky.
It's gone in the sky, it has. And they have jousting displays and falconry displays and all that kind of stuff. So where the large open field is, where they do all those displays, adjacent to that is a fun fair, which is there all of the time. It's there from... mid-March to end of October, I think, and then they take it down and obviously do whatever repairs they do it, but say a fun fair. There are probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe 9 or 10 rides, and then there's a little sort of thing with a few sort of fruit machine and video arcade machines in at the end. It's only a little sort of thing, but it's been there for years, and it's a really handy thing to have in the village because you can bring the kids for a walk and chuck them on the teacups ride for a couple of quid, and they're quite happy. You want my sweet?
Is 1, 2, 8, and 9, and 10.
8, 9, and 10. That's good. Are you going to finish that sandwich, or shall we give it to the birds?
Nope.
You want to finish it?
Given the birds.
Well, the birds have gone away, but if you're not going to eat it, we can put it on the floor and the birds can have it later, can't we?
Want to give it the birds?
Well, there aren't any birds here.
He's gone.
He's gone, yeah. Are you going to eat it?
Oh.
Yeah.
This is Freddy's.
It is Freddy's, that's right.
This is Daddy's.
Daddy's eaten all of his though, haven't he?
It's all gone finished.
It is all gone finished.
In your mouth.
It has.
You'll never... In the food in our mouth.
I do put my food in my mouth, yes. That's the way it goes.
And it's daisy.
There is a daisy. Learned a new word. He saw the flowers and I've told him the daisies and now he's telling everybody that comes past there's a daisy.
This is daisy's flowers.
The daisy flowers, that's right. So the irony is that we came out to buy some bread, to get some bread, to make some sandwiches, but then ended up buying sandwiches so we don't need the bread. Shopping irony. Shopping irony. It's actually quite a nice day. There are huge banks of... It was my phone. Dark grey clouds coming over.
It's gone.
The occasional spots of rain.
It's gone.
It has gone. It's just the screen's gone off, sweetheart. It'll come back on in a minute.
It's in the batteries.
No, the batteries are fine. Look, watch. There you go. It's back again. But if I turn it off, you can see Freddy's face in there, look. Who's that?
It's Freddy. He's eating the sandwich.
Well, of course he is. It's because it's you.
It's you. It's Daddy.
Is he Daddy in there as well?
It's Freddy's hat.
Freddy's hat, yes. It's not going to be anybody else's hat, is it, you loony?
This is your hat.
Yes. So we're currently sat under... sort of grey skies. It was sunny a minute ago, and it will be sunny again in a few minutes because the clouds are passing over quite quickly. But we're getting an occasional few spots of rain.
Oh, this is a tree.
So we could possibly have a soggy walk back home, couldn't we?
Two.
But it's only about
9 and 10.
Depending on which way we go back, I think we'll probably go the more scenic route, away from the main road.
And it's a rocket.
Probably take us about.
It's a rocket.
15 minutes to walk back.
A rocket.
A rocket? Where?
Oh, it is a rocket.
Okay, it looks a bit like a rocket. Yeah, one of the rides. You kind of sit on it and go up in the sky. It's like a rocket. Yeah? Shall we come down one day with Mummy and you can go on some rides?
Okay.
Would that be good? Okay. Sounds good to me.
This is a tent.
It is a tent.
I go in from here.
You're gonna go from here? You want to go and have a look before we go home?
Okay.
Well, that's the way we're going anyway.
And through the trees.
And we'll go through the trees, that's right. We'll go that way through home through the trees. Yeah?
And football rocket.
Yeah. Well, I've got a football in the bag as well if you want to play a bit of football first.
Oh.
You want to kick the football?
Okay.
We can do that. Well, eat your sandwich up then we can go and play some football, can't we? Hey, eat it quickly, make it disappear. Can you make that sandwich disappear?
Oh.
What's the drama now?
In my pocket.
No, the sandwich isn't in your pocket.
This is ball in the pocket.
There's a ball in the pocket? No, the ball's in the bag, sweetheart.
Yes!
Oh, you're a knockout. What else have I got to tell you?
Bag.
Oh, yes, my beat. My
bag.
BT, in fact, they have text messages coming from BT right now. My BT Infinity broadband upgrade didn't happen yesterday because of a lazy liar of an engineer.
I can go in here.
You can. The guy never turned up, basically, and then claimed that he hadn't turned up because apparently a previous job went on too long and it would have made him late to get home. So he just didn't bother coming to me. Now, I was a service engineer for 12 years, and I used to get... The flyer engine's got flowers, I don't think it has. But I was given sort of, however many jobs, say 10 jobs every day. And if we told the customer that we were coming on that day, we would go on that day, regardless of what time it was. In the chair, darling, eat your sandwich and you can go and get it, Looney Tune.
I can go in the kick in the ball.
Right, but yes, we'll do that in a minute, but you need to eat a sandwich quickly first, don't we?
Okay.
Okay. You need to finish, you've only got like two bites left. If we told the customer we were coming on like Monday, we'd go, regardless of how long any previous jobs took. I mean, I've walked through my front door to get home at like 11 o'clock at night before now. Obviously we would ring the customer and say, listen, I'm really sorry, I've been held up today. I'm not going to be able to get to you till, you know, after hours sort of thing. It's going to be sort of this evening. Are you happy for me to come at that time? And if not, then I would rebook the appointment. But I wouldn't just disappear home and, you know, and just leave them high and dry after waiting in all day. But apparently that's what BT can do. They're allowed to do that, apparently, because he was a bit busy in the morning, so he just didn't want to bother coming to do my job. And apparently he also told his office that he rang me at 12:30 to tell me that he wasn't coming. Well, he didn't. He really didn't. I was at home all day. There were no missed calls on my phone. He's a liar, basically. So I have kicked right off, as you would, of course. So I wasted a whole day yesterday. They expected me to wait in today. You're not touching my teeth, you lunatic.
This is my teeth.
And then they're just trying to ring me now and tell me... They're your teeth, yes. They're going to rebook it for the 31st. Yeah. I told them they can go whistle. I want it done this week. I'm not really bothered about getting the broadband in. It's just the bloody principle of it now, you know. Lazy, lying so-and-so. Disgraceful.
Is that tight?
So, not very good. Not very good. But, you know, like I say, it's not the end of the world. I'm not really bothered. I'm not really bothered about getting it in. I just want it done. It is a 10. Shall we go and have a look?
Okay.
Right, shall I stop recording and shall we go and play some football?
Okay. Football in the bag.
Football is in the bag. Do you want me to show you?
Okay.
Where is it? Where's it gone? There it is. Look, it's a Toy Story football. Shall we take a picture of the Toy Story football to send to all the people that we're talking to?
Okay.
Shall we do that? Let's see if I can find the camera on my phone.
This is Freddy.
Should we put the ball next to the daisies that you've learnt about? Yeah?
Rock for the daisies.
Take a picture of the football and the daisies, yeah?
Rock for the daisies.
And we'll use that. There we go. Toy Story football and the daisies. And then everybody can see. Okay, is that a good idea?
It's
a football, that's right.
This is
crazy. Not sure how that'll turn out because that's set to manual. And I hadn't checked the settings, but never mind. Okay, so shall we see?
It is
Freddy's Toy Story football. Okay, so we say goodbye to everybody and then go play some football. Say bye bye.
Bye bye.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Hope you're all happy. You're all happy.
It's Daisy.
Okay, more concerned about the daisies.
Right. Say bye-bye.
Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye again then.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Right, so I'm off. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you're all well and happy. I'm going to go and kick a football around. Take care now. Bye-bye.